get ready to be therapized.
You're not going anywhere.
That's because it's Therapy Thursday with Ty, Sean, and Pastor Paul Watson.
All right, y'all.
All right, here we go.
On 92.3, The Moose.
Welcome to Therapy Thursday, and Pastor Paul Watson here with us, and we are talking about...
Everybody's had that one person that they were like, man, I'd love to ask that person out, but that person is so far out of my league. Hey, guys, like, everybody's had that,
yeah,
right?
100%.
Everybody's looked across the room and thought, man, I'd like to ask her out, or every girl's looked across the room and thought, man, I'd love to go out with that guy, but he's so far out of my league. And so I really woke up.
I'd like to believe that somebody said that about me.
Somebody's like, that Ty, he's out of my league. He's out of my league. I bet it happens all the time, Ty. I bet it happens all the time. And so everybody's had that person. And so I woke up. I actually woke up thinking about somebody that I know that just married like this amazing, amazing girl. And none of us thought that guy would get that girl.
Right.
And so you're always amazed. Anytime you see this, you're like, oh, he married out of his league. Right. And so you're always amazed when this happens. And so I woke up thinking about that particular couple this morning, and I'm so proud of it, like the relationship they have. And they've been married for years upon years upon years now. And I started thinking about how do you marry somebody when you think they're out of your league? And the first, you know, obviously everybody would say, well, you know, nobody's really out of anybody's league. No, you know, we're just all people. Everybody kind of would say that. But the truth is, that's not completely true. And so I was thinking about how do you do that? Well, the first is you have to increase your value.
Right.
You have to increase your value. Right.
Okay.
And one of the things that we see, when you were in the dating scene, it's been a long time since I was in the dating scene, mm-hmm. but I can remember the dating scene, right? And you go to a club on a Friday night, and you can see all these girls who have increased their value.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Gotcha.
And you've seen all these guys who have increased their value.
Yeah. They're right? All dolled up. They're ready to go.
Everybody dolled up, and they're like, "This look at me. I've got it going on." And so you have to increase your value. And when you find somebody that you think is out of your league, you've got to be able to say, "Okay, so what is that person looking for? If that person is the person I'm looking for, then what is that person looking for?" Right.
Right.
And so I think that if it's somebody that's physically fit, then you've got to go to the gym and you got to figure out, you got to put on some weight or lose some fat or lose some, you know, all the things. Or
yeah, right.
if it's education, then you get an education. But the real trick to that is, what is that person looking for?
Right.
Now here's where this gets really, really interesting. I think this is where it gets really interesting. In relationships, we see this thing where people are in a relationship and their relationship goes south. And as soon as their relationship goes south, they start doing the things that they should have done in their relationship.
Right.
Right? And so when you have a relationship and there's this space in your relationship, and this is Therapy Thursday and we're always talking about relationships. When your relationship goes south, it's interesting to me that I watch people do the things they should have been doing when they were in their relationship.
Right.
And so the relationship question that I would ask that you're in is not just how do you capture somebody that's way above your league, but how do you capture the heart of somebody that's still in your league? You have to do the things that person is looking for. You have to begin to do the things that you would be doing if you were looking for someone.
Okay.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is this a little confusing?
No.
Like, just super simple,
I mean,
simple,
I saw
right?
a light bulb go off for Sean.
Why did it go off for me?
I mean, you were like,
well, I already did it.
You've captured.
I showed up on a doorstep and offered guitar lessons. I won.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. How did he win? How did he win? He gave free guitar lessons.
Yeah.
Free guitar lessons. Yeah. And you don't ever give free guitar lessons.
No.
No, that was like, hey.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
And she
started out as a charge.
Though. She took Well, it wasn't a once-in-a-lifetime deal because you, like, that deal's working out really well for you.
She keeps, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it was funny offline. We were just talking offline. And I said, I don't really have a scripture that goes with this. And Sean just says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed.
Just keep on believing.
If you have the faith of a mustard seed. So, yes, it's faith and action.
Yeah.
Faith and action, which is really, you know, this week is we're talking about Easter. Easter's coming up for the world.
Right.
And in Easter, we'll be talking about faith in action. But really, it comes back to this. What is the person you're looking for? And then you have to increase your value. And the incredible part about increasing your value is you don't just do it after a relationship ends. Yeah. You do it in the relationship you're in.
I like that.
Keep it on. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on trucking.
Always increase your value.
What's happening downtown?
Downtown is Easter. Well, this Friday we have a Good Friday service. We do a beautiful. I love our Good Friday. It may be one of my favorite things we do all year long. We do a beautiful Good Friday service. We do it in the east parking lot of our building. It starts at 7 o'clock. Sun goes down around 7:30. We do worship outside. We do communion. We do a candle lighting vigil. We do the Stations of the Cross. It's super powerful. And we'll do that. That starts about 7 o'clock. People get there about 6:30. 7 o'clock, and then it kicks off as the sun goes down. And then Easter this Sunday we have Easter, and we have two services this year. We'll do an 8 a.m. We did last year, we did two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And every church in the valley will start having Easter services. Some are even having it on Saturday night because they'll do multiple services.
Yeah.
And so this is a good time to find a church and go to church, and there's a lot of good churches in this valley.
Love it. And where do we find you?
We are right across the street from the library. You're downtown. We're at 402 Grand Avenue, and you can find us online at DTV Church, Downtown Vineyard Church, dtvchurch.org.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. Send us home.
All right, man. I'm going to pray over our relationships right now, we're just going to pray over relationships that are doing great and people that are struggling. So, Lord, we just come before you, and we just every week we just come before you, and we just lay down our relationships before you and say, Lord, would you give us wisdom in them, and any relationships that are struggling right now, just whether it's the person sitting at their desk right now, they would just pause and they'd just say, Lord, would you help me in my relationship? Lord, we know that your word says that if we are faithful to ask, you are faithful to help. Be with us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Bless you guys.
Always a pleasure having you, man.
Always fun being in here.
We got more music coming up.